مولانا علي علي مولانا علي مولانا علي مولى علي حيدر علي مولى علي حيدر علي مولى علي. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وبه نستعين وهو المعين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين، أما بعد، فقال مولانا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في جيرانكم، فإنهم وصية نبيكم ما زال يوصي بهم حتى ظننا إنه سيورثهم. الله الله في القرآن: لا يسبقكم بالعمل به غيركم. والله الله في الصلاة: فإنها عمود دينكم. والله الله في بيت ربكم: لا تخلوهما بقيتم، فإنه إن ترك لم تناظروا. والله الله في الجهاد بأموالكم وأنفسكم وألسنتكم في سبيل الله. Please recite salawat one more time. Dear brothers and sisters, in this part of the wasiyyat, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam has spoken about the neighbors. Have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or keep in your view the matter of your neighbors. Of course, after coming in a completely different society, or Western society, this becomes really hard, and practically speaking, that how much somebody can care about the neighbors. That is the matter that we really need to discuss and establish some of the manners, as Islam has emphasized on that. And in Islam, neighborhood is really important, and relation with the neighborhood is really important. And Imam al-Islam, when he wanted to emphasize, then again he gave the reference of Prophet, peace be upon him. He said, Allah Allah fil jiran, fi jiranikum, about your neighbors. So in a society which is materialistic society, of course, neighbors and neighborhood has no meaning. Even household have no meaning rather than neighborhood. Father and mother have no meaning rather than having any care about your neighbors. But Islam is a global religion and a universal religion. In Islam, it is really important that it wants to make society, and responsibility is going to be individual's responsibility, of course. It is not government's responsibility, it's not center's responsibility, it's not alim's responsibility, but every individual is being counted as responsible. So that is why Imam, when he's advising that every individual should take care of his neighbor. فَإِنَّهُمْ وَسِيَّةُ نَبِيَّكُمْ Imam said they are advice of your prophet, that your prophet advised about the neighbors. And when he wanted to advise, at that time Imam says that while we were listening to the advices of the prophet, peace be upon him, about the neighbors, ma zala yusi bihim hatta wananna annahu sayurithum, when we started listening to the advices of prophet, peace be upon him, we thought that Prophet is going to advise about the virasat of neighbors, that they are your warith. As there are many other warith, you have your children, your family members, your loved ones, your close relatives, they are being considered as varatha. So he said that we were concerned that because Prophet is emphasizing a lot, he may consider neighbors as the varatha. So it was completely close to that. So that is how it is really important that we need to think if this respecting and regarding the neighbors is that much important as it's our close relatives, then we need to pay attention to this point. And we need to think and consider that although Islam did not come in an Islamic society, of course, many people, they may ask this question, alaykum as-salam, that how that is possible in today's society, in Western society, how this commandment is practical. So I would like to say that Islam did not come in an Islamic society. It came in a Bedouin Arab in Mecca, where values were completely changed. There was complete ignorance, and a society was an ignorant society. In such a society, Prophet started practicing that before he said to anybody, before he advises anybody. And that is how he attracted the people, of course. That is how he was being able to cross the message to the community. So neighbors can be one of the best tools that if you like to convey your message, that is one of the ways that if you start having some sort of relation with your neighbors, with any means that you can, definitely you can give a message about Islam, about the Muslim, their character and behavior. Many times people, those who are being arrested for any reason, maybe, you know, being blamed for bombing or those type of things, the first thing that police went asking, or investigation committees or authorities, when they started investigating, they asked from the neighbors. So first and foremost, people, those who must know about us, they must be our neighbors. So they can ask that, how was the person? Was he a harmful person? Was he a good person? What was his character? How he was look like? What type of activities he had? So those are the questions they can ask. If we are open to the people, those who are our neighbors, and we have some sort of relations with them, definitely it is beneficial in this world. But Islam is not a religion that it only looks about the benefits of this world. Islam wants to have another type of practice. When you like to regard your neighbor, not to regard only because they are going to be beneficial for me. You regard them because this is advice of my Prophet. This is advice of my Mawla, Amirul Mu'mineen, at the end of time. So when Imam Ali Islam is advising, of course, he could say some benefits of that. There are many benefits that he could relate. And today, if anybody likes to speak about how we can benefit from the neighbors, everybody can say a few words about that. But Imam did not relate to that, what are the benefits of regarding our neighbors. But he said, innahum wasiyatu nabiyyikum. That is how he wanted to actually elevate our minds, that we should think otherwise. We have to think, this is my responsibility, rather than, am I going to take some benefits or not? We are living in the world of benefit, unfortunately. That if children are going to think that my parents are beneficial for me or not. But Islam is not a religion that looks only about the benefits. Islam is a religion that looks beyond that. It wants to actually make an atmosphere of spirituality, inner relation. Relation of the person with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than relation of the person with the people. Relation of people with the people has no meaning in Islam. Relation of people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is meaning for Islam. So Islam wants to actually make another mindset, a mindset that a person thinks about hereafter rather than thinking about this world. That is why, you know, today another type of society, a society of the benefits, a society of the matters, a society of the material, that has become a norm. But Islam has taken another step, that if even if you treat your neighbors good, only treat them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for your own benefit. Please say salawat. Second phrase after this, Imam said, Allah, Allah, fil Qur'an. As night is the night of Qur'an again, night of 21st, night for Nuzul Qur'an. And look at this phrase of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Have fear of Allah about Qur'an. Brothers and sisters, one of the things that is really sad in our communities, and I said it in khutbah as well, and I would like to emphasize on this point, that Qur'an is not being given importance. We ask our children to go learn Qur'an, but we do not know. Even if children, they become learned of Qur'an, then it is going to be little benefit for me that I am training my children with Qur'an. But how about my responsibility? Is there any time that I can say that I would like to go to learn Qur'an? Don't we have time for that? We came into this country and we started learning languages and we have been able to speak languages. In any country, wherever you go, our people from various countries, they travel from one place to another place and they learn the language over there. I give examples sometime that I went to Japan and people from Pakistan, Iran, they were living in Japan and they were speaking Japanese better than Japanese. You know, they went over there, they started learning, and they have been able to learn. They speak in perfect accent. And a perfect language, there is no mistake. That is how we give importance to the language. How about Qur'an? Qur'an is language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we really give that much importance to Qur'an? Sometimes you can have this trial that if in a majlis, if you ask five people to stand up and recite Qur'an, five people, I'm not going to say more than that, just five people, you will not find five good reciters. You will not find that. And that is how it's unfortunate. That is what Amir al-Mu'mineen says. Allah, Allah, fil Qur'an. This is advice of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Qur'an. Give a little time to your Qur'an. And then he said, La yasbiqukum bil amali bihi ghayrukum. That part is really sad. And most of the time, it gives me pain. I always remind this myself, not to anybody else. I remind myself that Amir al-Mu'mineen said, my Mawla, my Imam, my Master has said, لا يسبقكم بالعمل به غيركم. Don't let other people, other community, practice according to Quran more than you. They take precedence on you about practicing Quran. Yes, there is possibility. The communities where we live, not everybody is ignorant. There are people, those who try to learn some of the verses of Quran and practice according to that. Science may take benefits of that. Many politicians may take benefits of that. Many churches, they take benefits of that. And they may become better. in medical, they are taking benefits of Quran. There are many verses of Quran they are being using in the medical. But we as a Muslim really are failed to pay attention to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It remains as clean as it is in our houses. I was just learning about Imam Khomeini, that it is said that Imam used to read Quran, that after a while they have to change his Quran because of using the Quran. It was much usage of his book that his book becomes ripped off. He was using the Quran all the time. He was with Quran most of the time. He used to recite Quran, and then after a while they had to change Quran. Book has to be changed. How about us comparing with Imam, for example? If I like to compare myself with Imam, where I am, our Qurans remain as new as it is, as it's not been touched. It's totally new. I look at this, one of the brothers, he comes over here, although he's not Muslim. When I look at his Quran, it's been read most of the places. His pages are being ripped off. And its volume, it's looked like that it's been read. When somebody reads the book at that time, of course, there are some signs that this book has been read. If somebody comes in our bookshelf and starts picking up books, then can we say that these books are being read? This Quran is being read? How many times a person has been able to read Quran? We don't have time for Quran. That is why Imam said, لا يسبقكم بالعمل به غيركم. At the end today, I would like to convey a message, because there were few concerns and questions that were being raised for the general community in Houston and elsewhere. One of the concerns that was concerned about attack of enemies on the shrine of Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha. Dear one sisters, it was a great tragedy. A crime was committed, and criminal hands are there who are involved in such activities. And you must expect more than that. This is not a crime that has happened first time in the history, but we have those crimes in the history repeatedly. In the time of Mutawakkil, the shrine of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein was attacked. And they had taken all the properties from the shrine. They broke the shrine, and after that they flooded the river on the shrine and the grave of Imam Hussein. Such activity happened by the group of Salafis in the past, those who went to Karbala, attacked on the Karbala, and they killed many people in that city and insulted the shrine of Aba Abdullah. And in the past, you have seen that shrine of Hujr ibn Adi was attacked, and now they attacked close to the place, although not on the shrine itself, but close to the shrine, the wall, outside wall, they attacked the mortar, and that is how some of the parts of Haram were damaged. And whenever any attack takes place that breaks the hearts of mu'mineen, we are the believers of Ahlul Bayt Rahimus Salam. Of course, we are sad in this tragedy. It is a mourning for every mu'min that whenever we hear the house of Ahlul Bayt Rahimus Salam is attacked, that is a great tragedy. But the question is, how to react for any tragedy. What we are supposed to do if any tragedy takes place? This is the question. We cannot expect from any mu'min, any Shia, that if such a tragedy happens, they are going to be happy. They cannot. Or we cannot expect that if they cannot be sad, they are not being sad. Definitely, heart of every mu'min is going to be broken. But how to react on those incidents? That is the question. I said in my sermon in the past that in today's world where we are living, situation is very sensitive. And in such a political situation, if we like to take decisions in our hands, it's going to be very difficult. There is going to be a chaotic situation. School of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam is a school that is based on institution. It is an institutional school. It is not a school that is completely free. Anybody can do everything. In another school you go, you will find that in this masjid there is a mufti, and another masjid there is another mufti, and in one city there are almost 10 mufti. But their mufti, like, you know, muft, in our language it's been said free. That you don't pay anything. There is no price for that. We don't have those type of muftis. In our language, when we say somebody mufti, is a mujtahid. And they are not plenty in number. They are few in number. In every time, in every age, there are 5 to 7, 2, 3, that is the number. In all over the world. So our school of thought is a very strong foundation. There is a strong foundation for this school of thought, and that is its institution. It does not like to give decisions in the hands of ordinary people, that they have to take law and order in their own hands and do whatever they like. No, it's not such a school of thought. It is a school of thought that actually has its basis and foundation. That is why I said in Jum'ah that please, in social affairs, don't take laws and orders in your own hands, but let authorities decide. Our authorities are our maraji. Our authority is our leader. Let us wait in our social aspects that if it can be taken in proper manners. Of course, we have Hawza in Najaf. We have Hawza in Qum. And both places, there are authorities. And these authorities are religious authorities. They are going to be responsible on the day of judgment for any incident that happens. And if they do not react according to religious duties, then they are responsible. So brothers and sisters, do not follow anybody and everybody who raises voice. Today there are people, those who are sending emails with the names of Shia awareness. And brothers and sisters, this is not Shia awareness, but there is enemies awareness. This is intelligence awareness. That is agencies awareness. They are not making any awareness, but they are causing darkness. They are hands by agencies. They would like to make that conflict within the society and break the system. Create doubts in the minds of people about authorities. So I would like to warn the community not to follow anybody and everybody, but just wait in social aspects that if decisions can be made by the proper authorities. Today I would like to say my condolences to brothers and sisters for the night that is a really tragical night. Tonight, Imam of our age becomes mourner. Tonight is the night that you need to say, Imam of the age, Yabna Rasulullah, Yabna Zahra. A great tragedy happened in the history. أَظَّمَ اللَّهُ أُجُورَنَا وَأُجُورَكَ يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. O the one who lives in Ghiba, tonight is night of huzn, night of mourning for you. Again, grief of mu'mineen becomes fresh. Again, eyes start shedding the tears. Again, hearts are broken. To remember the one who was worshipper, fasting in the month of Ramadan, he was attacked in one Laylatul Qadr and martyred in other Laylatul Qadr. Sahib Laylatul Qadr, sallallahu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sallallahu alayka ya Ali ibn Abi Talib. Tonight was the night when Zainab and Umm Kulthum became mourner. They became orphan. It is such a night that every one of us need to practice mourning, brothers and sisters. Stay in mourning. Say one another to one another, Azzamallahu ujurana wa ujurakum. Tonight our master, our Mawla has been martyred. Feel like brothers and sisters. And when you meet one another, after saying salam, you need to say, Azzamallahu ujurana wa ujurakum. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'ik. Alayka minni salamullahi abadan ma baqitu. Wa baqiya al-layl wa al-nahar. ولا جعله الله آخر الأهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته